Allison Burkhalter always wanted to be a teacher. When she enrolled in a college education program, she said she loved her coursework, but there was something missing.
I don't think that I even got into the classroom to actually work until probably my junior year of college. You know, you have like 10 hours of just visiting and observing, but, you know, sitting back and watching is not the same as getting in there and doing.
Burkhalter is now a veteran teacher, and she's leading the Teacher Academy in Rome, Georgia, a program for high school kids who think they might want to be teachers. The state curriculum for the program requires 2 courses and an internship during the second year. But Burkhalter added what was missing from her experience, early exposure to classroom work, bringing students to work alongside experienced teachers every week.
And my students do not sit back and watch. When we walk in the door, they know we're ready to work. They're either grading papers, they are hanging up bulletin boards, they are working one-on-one with students, they're reading with students, they're playing math games. They are working, they are busy.
On a recent Friday, Burkhalter's high school students are working at Johnson Elementary School. Some of the students are overseeing rowdy gyms full of first graders on recess. Others are doing more quiet work, helping a teacher prepare a lesson tied to a field trip to the zoo, or checking students' work. Junior Matthew Rampley has pulled up a child-sized desk and a chair out into the hallway, and he's helping a student work through a set of math problems.
What times what equals 5? What's the least common multiple? It's 1.
Rampley says that he's wanted to be a teacher since elementary school, and this experience has reaffirmed his interest.
I thought it was going to be, some of the kids are going to be kind of troublesome, be hard to teach them, but really it's really fun to teach them, especially the younger grades.
The experienced teachers show the high school students the practical skills required to run a classroom, skills that Allison Kelly, a kindergarten teacher who has hosted one of Burkhalter's student interns, says sometimes aren't taught in college education classes.
At the beginning of the year, we had to do some speech screenings and some language screenings. And so I gave her a lot of instruction and sat with her, and she actually helped me complete those. And when I'm dibbling, which is our assessment that we do periodically throughout the year, she's watched me do that. I would have never known those kind of things coming out of college. Never.
Skills like these came as a surprise to senior Austin Brock, who says she didn't realize a lot of what went on in schools until she began shadowing teachers.
I mean, there's a lot of paperwork, a whole lot of paperwork that people don't realize that the teachers have to do, and a lot of stuff they have to do outside of school, you know, to get ready for classes and to prepare the students.
But Brock says that her experience in the classroom was what cemented her desire to become a teacher. She's off to college in the fall with the goal of eventually returning home to teach in Floyd County. Her teacher, Burkhalter, says that's the goal, to help students make educated career decisions based on experience, not just theory.
We have a really high dropout rate of teachers within the first 5 years. And I think that this program hopefully will you know, keep from things like that happening because of the fact that these kids know before they even go to college what they're getting into.
Not all of Burkhalter's students will go on to become teachers, and she says that's okay. A student who gets into the classroom who discovers that teaching isn't for them shouldn't become a teacher. What matters, she says, is that her students find jobs they love. But for those who press on and choose to become teachers, she hopes the hands-on experience gained in her class will help them make a smooth transition from student to successful teacher. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Maura Walls in Atlanta.